This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden signed two orders expanding health care on Thursday, saying they would undo the damage of policies favored by his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. Biden opened a special three-month enrollment period for uninsured Americans who now want to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, program created when Biden served as vice president under Barack Obama. Biden also restored U.S. funding for foreign non-governmental groups that give information to women about abortions. The president's order also increased access to health care funding for impoverished Americans under a program called Medicaid. Health officials in South Carolina say they have detected two cases of the South African COVID-19 variant. The first case is in the United States. So far, the strains do not appear to cause more serious illness, but the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a statement that preliminary data suggests this variant may spread more easily and quickly than other strains. Officials say the two South Carolina cases do not appear to be connected, travel, or travel-related. It is normal for viruses to mutate. So far, variants from Britain and Brazil have also been discovered. In other COVID news, World Health Organization investigators emerging from a two-week quarantine Thursday in Wuhan, China, to begin their work in search of the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The coronavirus emerged in Wuhan in late 2019 and has since spread across the world, infecting more than 100 million people, killing about 2.1 million. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, and this is VOA News. Novavax says its COVID-19 vaccine appears 89% effective based on early findings from a British study. The shot also seems to work against new mutated versions of the virus circulating in that country and South Africa, though not as well. Thursday's announcement comes amid worry about whether a variety of vaccines being rolled out around the world will be strong enough to protect against worrisome new strains, and also as the world needs new types of shots to boost scarce supplies. Novavax says it needs some additional data before it can seek British authorization for the vaccine's use sometime in the next month or so. Thousands protested across Poland Thursday against a government ruling banning terminations of pregnancies with fetal defects, which amounts to a near-total abortion ban. The ruling first announced in October of last year by the Constitutional Tribunal, led to weeks of protests forcing the Nationalist Law and Justice government to delay its implementation. Scuffles broke out between protesters in the capital, Warsaw, when protesters gathered outside the Constitutional Tribunal building. At least three people were detained there by police. Under the new rules, terminations will be permitted only in case of rape, incest, and when the mother's life or health is in danger. Doctors performing illegal abortions in Poland face jail time. The British government is promising to stand by the people of its former colony, Hong Kong, against Chinese crackdown on as it prepares to launch a new visa scheme, potentially benefiting millions of people. Starting Sunday, holders of British national overseas status, a legacy of the British rule over Hong Kong, up to 1997, will be able to apply to live and work in Britain for up to 5 years and eventually seek citizenship. Before the change, the BNO passport holders have had only limited rights to visit Britain for up to 6 months and not work or settle there. Cicely Tyson, the pioneering black actor who gained an Oscar nomination for a role as the sharecropper's wife in Sounder, has died at age 96. Beside her Oscar nomination, she won two Emmys playing the 110-year-old former slave in a television series entitled The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. Tyson also received a Tony Award at the age of 88. Tyson's memoir, Just As I Am, was published this week. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.